Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 03A. We're loners, Romanus. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the second month, on the first day of the second month.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. From my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island.
Dear Dan, my father's father was an avid outdoors man and would hunt and fish any chance he could. I remember he always drove either a truck with camper or one modified with camping equipment. I always liked it when he came to visit because it gave a chance for my brothers and I to explore inside the camper. I remember one day in the summer when I was about 10, Grandpa had come to visit. He was out back working under the hood of his truck. I was standing next to him hoping to help by passing tools to him he might need as he bent over the side of the fender. While he was working, I heard him say something that I didn't understand at first. So I asked him, "What did you say, Grandpa?" He repeated to me these words, "We're loners, Romanus." I had never heard the word loner before, so I asked, "Grandpa, what's a loner?" I don't remember his exact words, but he described someone who likes being alone. There were two influences at work at that moment in time. Satan's determination to introduce a spirit of isolation into me, and the gift of holiness from God that draws a man apart, to become holy, devoted to Jesus and his kingdom. Satan, by putting those words in my grandpa's mouth, was seeking to use the authority of grandpa's fatherhood to pervert the spirit of holiness that he saw the Lord gifting to me at that time. Grandpa, in ignorance, was prophesying words of powerful destruction into my life. This one phrase opened a vector of attack that was later used by the enemy to divide me from my mom, instilling me an unusual fear of women, and opened me to a barrage of assault from various spirits of perversion. But, at the same time, and even before that, the Lord had taken remedial steps to prevent the incursion of severe spiritual infection by giving to me a means to defeat these dark forces. His word. I knew enough scripture in my heart that gave me the strength and resources needed to overcome the various temptations sent to me from Satan. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.